So, clap for the Lord again. All right. Now, as little children, as teenagers, the best time you can serve God is now. The best time you can start serving God is when? It's now. Now you are 10 years this year. Next year you won't be 10 years again. True of us. Now if you are 12 years now, next year you won't be 12 years again. Is that not so? Yes. Your age is going to what? Change. As the year changes. So the best time you have now is now. Don't say I'm too small, I'm a small child, I don't know what to do. But the small child, you don't put food in your nose. Do you put food in your nose? Put food in your mouth. When you want to drink water, did you put it inside your nose?
No.
You open your mouth and drink water. So it therefore means that you are no longer a baby, as far as you can eat yourself, bathe yourself, and put on clothes yourself. You are no longer a small child. You're no longer a baby. Okay? So, the purpose why I'm gathering every one of you, all the teenagers from age 10 to 17, is to teach you people the things you will meet ahead of your life. The things you will meet ahead of your life. I'm happy that some of you are very eager. You are ready. You are willing. You want to come and see what we are doing. I'm very happy about it. Now, imagine you are 10, you are 10, then you are 12. Imagine you start serving God at this age of your life faithfully. Where do you think you will be in 10, 20 years from now? Where do you think you will be? What do you think God is going to do with your life if you start today? You are going to be somebody who is going to be useful in the kingdom. And there are many children outside the church. There are so many children, you see the way they talk, the way they insult their parents. They are disobedient children. Now, I don't want you to be like that. Why? You are a child of God. You must obey your parents. You must obey your elders. And you must respect your teachers in school. You mustn't be disobedient to any of these authorities. You mustn't cause any of them for any reason. You are expected to respect your elders. So, as teenagers for Christ, we must be good examples. We must live by example. I was once a child like you. I was once a teen like you. But today I'm no longer a teenager. I can't go back to be 10 years again. I can't go back to be 12 years again. Neither can I go back to be 17 years again. I passed that age. So anything I fail to do as a then, I can't do it again except by the grace of God. Why? I am no longer 17 years. I'm no longer 12 years. Neither am I 10 years. And I'm never going to be that again because I passed that age of my life. Now, the mistake I make then, I wouldn't want you to make those mistakes again. Why? Because I passed through that stage. Now, if I don't tell you, for example, you may end up making the same mistake or similar mistake, which you will have to regret in the future. And say to yourself, if I had known, or if somebody had told me, You see, today in our society, you see, little boys and little girls, they want to be known. Many of them are into stealing. Many of them are into online Yahoo activity that they call it. Most of them are into blood rituals, money rituals. Some of them are into all manner of boyfriend and girlfriend. Most of them are watching pornography. Films they are not supposed to be watching. Husband and wife sleeping with themselves. The children are watching those movies. I don't want you to be such kind of children. I want you to be completely different from those kind of children. Why? Because you are a child of God. You are a peculiar children. You are a peculiar teenager. Therefore, you must be different. Once they tell you keep quiet, you should keep quiet. And when they tell you don't go to that place, you shouldn't go to that place. Why? By instructions, leaders excel. What do I say? By instructions, leaders do excel. What do I say? By instructions, leaders do excel. Today, what I'm going to be teaching you is the 10 commandments. Write it in your notes. That is the message we are going to look at today. The 10 commandments. That is what I'm going to start teaching every one of you here today. Now, some of you, I believe, have been taught the Ten Commandments. But many of you that have been taught don't yet know what is the Ten Commandments. You don't know what is Ten Commandments. So today, I'm going to teach you the Ten Commandments. Then as we continue, we're going to look at every other aspect. We are going to look, as time goes on, how you can become a better person in life. Do you know why? You cannot remain a small child. How you can become a better person and a useful person in your life. How you can become a better person and a useful person in your family. Why? Because your destiny is colorful. Say, my destiny is colorful.
My destiny.
Say it again, my destiny is colorful. My future is bright.
My future is bright.
Praise the Lord. See, because of this fact that your destiny is bright and colorful, you must start today. You must start today. You must start today. Now, I believe you know how to read. We are going to be reading. Okay, I'm going to be reading. Then there's a time we come, I will also ask you to read for me. All right, what class are you? Primary six. What class are you?
Primary four.
Okay, two of you are in the same class. Then you are in primary six. Meaning by next term you should be in GSS 1. Okay. All right, now. Open your Bible to Exodus. Exodus is the second book in the Old Testament. As time goes, I'm going to show you how to open the Bible and how to read the Bible. It's in the Old Testament. Go to the beginning of the Bible. The beginning of the Bible. After Genesis, you will see Exodus. After Genesis, you what? You see Exodus. Exodus chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20. Are you there now? Exodus chapter 20. Exodus is which book? Now, the second book in the Old Testament. I hope you know we have Old and New Testament. So, but the part we are looking at this evening is the Old Testament and the second book in the Old Testament. Testament. Okay, I'm going to read them while you listen attentively. Look at your Bible. Put your eye inside that Bible very well. Verse 1. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of what? Of Egypt. Out of the house of bondage. Now look at the first commandment here. In verse 3. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall have no what? Other God before me. So the first commandment there is that you shall have no other gods before me. You shall have no other gods before me. Write it down. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall have no other God before me. You shall have no other God before me. That is what the Lord God Almighty told the children of what? Israelites. Now let's continue in verse 4. Verse 4, it said, you shall not make for yourself a carved image. Now that is not the second commandment, it's a continuation. Are you with me? You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Verse 5. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am what? A jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me. Verse 6. But showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. Are you with me? Are you with me?
Yes.
That is for that. Now, the second commandment is, you shall, verse 7, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. That is verse 7. Okay. Okay. All right, wait. That cancel that one. That is not the second one. The second one is in verse 4. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Correct it. The second one is in verse 4. You shall not make for yourself. You shall not make for yourself a carved image. C-A-R-O-V-E-D. A carved image. You shall not make for yourself a carved image. Comma, any likeness of anything. Any likeness of anything. Any likeness of anything that is in heaven above. That is in heaven above. Comma. That is in heaven above, comma, or that is in the earth. Or that is in the earth, comma, or that is in the water. Or that is in the water. Or that is in the water. Now let's continue. The third commandment. The third commandment. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Right?
You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. V-A-I-N. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Comma. For the Lord will not, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless. For the Lord will not hold him. Hold. H-O-L-D. Hold. Hold him. Guiltless. G-U. Guiltless. G-U. I-L. G-U. I-L. T-L. T-L. E-X-S. E-X-S. Are you there? For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Who takes his name in vain? Who takes his name in what? In vain. I will explain them as we continue. Who takes his name in what? In vain. Now let's continue. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. The fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day. To the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day. Remember, R-O-E-M-E-M-B-E-R. R-O-E-M-U. E-M-U-B-E-R. Remember the Sabbath day. Sabbath. S-A-B-B-A-T-H. Remember the Sabbath day. D-A-Y, comma. To keep it holy. To keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath day. To keep it holy. That is what commandment now? The fourth commandment. Now let's continue to read. Let's continue now. Verse 9 said, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is what? The Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. Okay? You, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your what? Female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. Let's continue in verse 11. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and what? The earth. How many days did the Lord made heaven and earth?
6 days.
The sea and all that is in them, and rested the what? Seventh day. Which day did the Lord rested? The seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. The Sabbath day is the seventh day, and that is the day the Lord rested. How many days did the Lord create heaven and earth?
6 days.
Now, right. What commandment are we now? Number 5, right? The fifth commandment. Honor your father and your mother. As verse 12. Honor your father and your mother. Honor your father and your mother. Come on. That your days may be long upon the land. honor your father and your mother, comma, that your days may be long upon the land. That your days may be long upon the land. Upon the land. Upon, UPON. Upon the land. Which the Lord your God is giving you. 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 Is that clear? Which the Lord your God is giving you. Then look at number 6, verse 13. Right. You shall not murder. You shall not what? Murder. You shall not murder. Then, you know, this one I'm reading with now is what? Another English of the Bible, another version. Then the normal Bible, the old King James normally say, thou shalt not kill. Okay? Is that what you have? Is that what is written in your Bible? Read your own. Thou shalt not what? What did they write in your own?
We have not read 14.
No, we have not got it to 14. Eh? You shall not murder. You shall not murder. That's verse 13. Now, what commandment are we now? Number what? Number 7th commandment. Right. You shall not commit adultery.
You shall not commit adultery. I'm going to explain them before we close today.
You shall not commit what? Adultery. Adultery means sleeping with another man's wife or sleeping with another woman's husband. What commandment are we now? Which is verse 15. You shall not steal.
You shall not steal. To steal means to take something that is not your own.
You shall not steal. Shall not steal. What commandment are we now? Okay, 9th commandment. Right. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
Don't say what you didn't see with your eye.
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor.
Don't tell people what you didn't see, that you saw it.
You shall not bear B-E-B-E-A-R-O, false witness, F-A-L-S-E, witness against who? Your neighbor. What commandment are we now? Have you written that?
Yes.
You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Have you written that?
Yes.
Okay, what number are we now? The last one, verse 17. It's in verse 17. So, right, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. Covet, C-O-V-E-T. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. Can you spell neighbor? You shall not covet your neighbor's. Neighbor is spelled as N-E-N-E-I-G. I-G-H-B-H-B-O-U-R. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. Come on. Are you there? Shall not covet your neighbor's house. Come on. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. Covet is C-O-V-E-T. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not covet
your neighbor's wife. Are you there? Comma. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, comma. Nor N-O-R. Nor his male servant. Nor his H-I-S. Nor his H-I-S. Male. M-A-L-E. Male servant. Nor his male servant. M-A-L-E. Servant, comma. Nor his female servant. Nor his H-I-S. Nor his female servant. Nor his female servant. Female. F-E-M-A-L-E. F-E-M-A-L-E. Comma. Female servant. Nor his horse. Nor his horse. O-X. Nor his what? Horse. Horse is an animal. Nor his horse. Comma. Nor his donkey. Nor his donkey. Nor his donkey. Are you there?
Yes.
Comma. Nor anything that is your neighbor's. Nor anything that is your neighbors. Nor anything that is your neighbor. Nor anything that is your neighbors. Are you true now?
Yes.
Alright, sit down and listen to as we explain them. This is what we are teaching today. The 10 commandments. Now look at what you have written. I'm starting from the first commandment. He said, you shall have no other gods before me. What does that mean? That you shall have no other gods before me. Money is a god. You see the reason why people are fighting, they are killing themselves today in the world today, is because of what? Money. One of the reasons why people are fighting and killing themselves is money. Because they want to be known in the society. But the Lord God warned us not to what? Fight for money. Not to serve money. Not to serve gold. Not to serve human being. Not to worship anything in this world apart from who? Him alone. Apart from God Almighty. So he said we should not serve any other thing apart from Him. We should not serve anything in this world. We should not bow down our head. We should not worship anything apart from God alone. You should not have small God in your pocket. Your gold necklace in your neck should not be your God. Your GSM should not be your God. God Almighty who created heaven and earth should be your what? God, and is the only one you should what? Worship. Look at the second commandment. Say, you shall not make for yourself a carved image. Anything, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water, that is in the water under the earth. It means that, listen, God said you should not build something like with block, okay? Or build anything like image. You now come and be worshiping this fan. You worship the fan in the morning. Worship the fan. You see native daughter. Those things that native daughter are worshiping. The Lord said we should not worship them. All those things that they put in shrine, would you do place? All those things you watch in the telly, they will put all manner of things, put blood of animal. The Lord God said we should not do it. We should not worship powers that is inside water. Worship anything that is in this place. Or begin to worship moon. People are worshiping moon and sun. God said we should not do it. Who created moon and sun?
God.
So he said we should worship God, not the moon and the sun. We should not worship anything under water.
whether mummy water or whatsoever they call them, marine spirit, you should not, you see, don't worship them. And don't worship anything that they are worshiping in this world. Because why? God is a jealous God. God can keep anybody that worship idol that is in the church. Are you getting me? Mm-hmm. As far as you are in the church, as a child of God, the only thing you should worship is what? God. Those who are born again, you and I who are born again, we are to worship God. Those who are not born again can worship anything. But you and I must worship God. Why? Because we are born again. Look at the third commandment. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in what? In vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name, what? In vain. You know, some of you will say, any small thing, Jesus. Any small thing, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You are doing the wrong thing. I know that some of you have been doing it. Some of you have done it today. Jesus. Do you know that it is not good for you to be... Do you play with your father's name like that?
No.
Then why are you not playing with the name of God like that? Why are you not playing with the name of Jesus Christ? Some people use that name anyhow. They want to drink water. Jesus. They want to lie. They almost fell. Maybe they kick stone. Jesus. They are playing football, Jesus. You are using that name for something that is not, that is not what you are supposed to use that name for. We are supposed to use his name for something reasonable. We are supposed to use it for what? Something reasonable. Some people use that name anyhow. That is why it's not working for them when they need the name. What's the fourth commandment? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The word Sabbath means the day of rest. Means what? The day of rest. What I want you to go home and do for me today, you are going to memorize all of them. Next week Saturday, I'm going to call you out, one after the other, to come and read it out without your book. The assignment I'm giving you today is that you go home, read that Bible verse again from verse 1 to 17. Then all these ones I give to you, memorize them in your brain. I will be calling you out to come and say your own one after the other. How many days does God say we should walk? 6 days. Then on the seventh day we have to what? Rest. Which is the day of what? Sabbath. The day of what? Sabbath. The word Sabbath means the day of what? Rest. What is number 5? Honor your father and your mother. If you want to stay long in this life, another thing you need to do is what? Honor your parents. Don't insult your parents. There was one guy in my village. The boy always beat his father and mother. He would beat them and naked them. So the parents will always raise curses. They rain curses upon the child. You curse him, curse the child, the boy, curse the child, and curse and say, what you have done to us, this will happen to you, this will happen to you. The all manner of things, they will rain curse on their own son. Why? Because the son was always beating the parents. He will beat them outside and naked them. People will be seeing parents' nakedness. So the parents always, every time, they will swear for him, curse him, all manner of things. He's dead now. Why? He was always beating his children. He beating his parents rather. He never for one moment honor his word, father and mother. And he died before the father and mother. The father and mother, they are still alive. But the boy is the first son of that parents I'm talking about. But he's dead. Why? Always beat his parents. So never in your life, as teenagers, curse your parents. I've never cursed my parents since I started having sense normal as a child. Don't curse my parents. Now you can also have sense normal now. On no account must you, for one moment, insult your parents. if you want to stay long in this life. Said that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You cannot prosper in this life if you don't respect your parents, and it will never be well with any child that don't honor their parents. So don't question me. How do I honor my parents? When they send you message, go to the message they send you. How do I honor my parents? When my parents tell me to do what they ask me to do, I do it. When my parents talk to me, I don't talk back at them. There are some little children like you, some of them are your age, some of them older than you, some of them you are older than them, that insult their parents because of the nonsense they are watching inside the telly. So if you are here today, you are insulting your parents, you are going to ask for forgiveness and never again to do it in your life. Never again to do what? In your life. Because your parents. You see now, this is God. See, so that your days may be long on earth. And let's go to the next one. He said, you shall not murder. What number is that one? Don't kill somebody. How do you kill somebody? You don't kill somebody when you carry gun. That's not the only time you kill somebody, carry gun or you carry knife. You can kill somebody with your mouth. See this one. This one don't die. This one is not a human being. It's not a dead person. It's not a useless person. A stupid person. It's not able to find himself. I dirty. See, I will walk. So useless person. Mumu. All those things you are saying, you are killing the person. See, don't they come. See, this idiot, don't they come. You are killing the person. If you are doing it, stop it today. Because it's wrong. Your tongue, you must use it for something good, not for evil. The next one is, some of you say, yeah, it is crazy, so don't. See this, where this mumu they go? Don't say those things. They are dirty things. What do I call it? Dirty things. It should not come out from your mouth anymore. The next one is, you shall not commit adultery. Anybody that is sleeping with another man's wife is committing adultery. You are sleeping with somebody who is not your wife. You are not married to that person. Or another woman sleeping with another woman's husband. The Bible calls it adultery, and the Lord God hates it. God hates it. The next one is what? You shall not steal. Some of you say, he's not looking here. Bring it back. Take 20 naira inside. Take. Nobody will see you. Take. And take one meat. Hide it. Put it inside your cloth. Cut for that bread. Cut small. Take small for inside that rice. Take. If they ask, then they say, no be you, Tifan. Even if your parents didn't see you, who will see you? So as God's children, we must live good life. This is your Bible. It's not for decoration. It's for what? Study it. We'll soon round up now. The next one is, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Hey, things that you didn't see, your eye didn't see. I did it. I see him. Now, Joy, do one. Yes, now, Joy and Cynthia, now, do one. Oh, now, blessing. Now, Joy, see them. Blessing and favor. I see them. They say, you did there? Yeah, I see them now. I see them. They even do one for my presence. And you know they did. Now, Joy collect that money. I see them when they pull hand for inside that person's bag. And you didn't see a lie. You are the chief liar in the community. If something happened, they will come and call you. Come and tell us, the person that did this. Ah, you say, I know. It's James, that boy. I see how they enter that house. When they look this side, they look this side. And it's a lie. You didn't say, that's a false witness. The Lord God hates it. Say, the Lord God hates it. The Lord God hates it. The last one. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You know, there are some persons, they envy their neighbor. Maybe their neighbor have car. You get to envy them. Hey, me, I was so build this kind of house. Me, some buy this kind of phone. Me, I some buy this kind of laptop. They begin to jealousy. Are you with me? Yes. Why some will begin to love their neighbor's wife? They don't marry you. They love the neighbor wife. Why some they never marry? They love another person's wife. God said it's evil and it's evil. And you as children of God must also hate evil with all your hearts. Nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his horse, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor. Don't put eye in something that is not your own. Eh? The mama joy, don't go buy new television. Me, I'll see go buy. Eh? Papa James. Eh? They don't buy a new car. He hit me. I'll still go buy this type of car. Waiting your neighbor. They don't buy a new fan. Hey. Me, I'll still go buy this type of fan. Your eye, they enter your neighbor's things. The Lord God hates it. What God hates it? The ones that I want to remain in your head today is one. You must not worship another thing in your life. This thing I tell you now, let it remain with you all the days of your life. These 10 commandments. Never dishonor your parents for any reason. If you want to enjoy good things in this life, don't lie against people. Don't steal. Don't sleep around with people. There's people that share their body, sell their body to eat food. It's bad. Let's call it fornication, prostitution. Don't do that in your life. See some girls, they will wear cloth, it will be here. Their body will be showing. See, they will wear cloth. Some of them will wear their cloth. Their body will be showing. Some will wear, their breasts will be showing the public. Don't want to dress like that. Some of them will sew cloth and tear the back to show themselves to public television. Don't want to dress like that. Why? God hates that kind of dress. Don't live in jealousy. Don't envy somebody what you don't have. Take your eyes away from it. Take your eyes away. Now me supposed to get this thing, you know. How this get you get this thing? I will tiff him. No, sir, I will keep on for us. I'm not carrying from school. If that girl didn't see you, who will see you?
God.
When I was small, we stole something one day inside the class. We were looking for it. Two kids. Hide it. One boy read that. Hide it. Hid the one guy told me to carry it by the reader. I went to go and hide it. When they caught us. They flogged us, beat us that day. Because that reader we stole it is not our own. We said we want to punish the boy. What did he? No, he get it was a girl. What did that girl do to us? Nothing. Me now, I foolishly went to go and do what that boy told me. But say hide the reader. Me and I went. When they were now beating us later, it was me they beat the most. So when your friend tell you.
Bring it, hide it.
Don't do it, oh. If they catch you, whether 10 naira or 20 naira, everybody will beat you. Start, you will not be ashamed. So, don't. Some of you will be in school, cut for me. You will not have long neck like giraffe. Why? Cut for me bread now, beg now. Bread, cut small akara for me.
The one they give to you at home will not satisfy you.
Until you chop, then you now start flying in the night. Like big bird.
You must. You can be doing it. Don't do it again. Are you with me?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Stand up, let us pray. Lift up your voice and say, Father, we thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word to me. And begin to thank God now. Use your word. Begin to. I want to hear your voice. Say, Father, thank you. Thank you for your word to me. Lift up your voice and appreciate God. Say, Father, I thank you for this word. I thank you for this word. I thank you for your word to me. I thank you for your word to me. I thank you for your word to me. I'm going to be a changed person from today. I'm going to change. I'm going to change. My life will change. My reasoning will change. Lord God, I will not worship any other God before you. It's you alone I will worship. It's you alone I will serve. I'm not hearing your voice. It's you alone I will serve. It's you alone I will serve. It's you alone I will serve. I will honor my parents. I will honor my father and my mother. I will not steal. I will not kill. I will not bear false witness against my neighbor in the name of Jesus. I will not envy my neighbor. I will not jealous my neighbor in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord God, help me. King of glory, help me. Abba, Father, help me. I want to be a good child. I will not be a bad child. I will be a good child. I will not be a bad child. I will be Jesus' child. I will be Jesus' child. I will be Jesus' child. I will not be a bad child. I will be Jesus' child. I will not be a bad child. I will be Jesus' baby and not devil baby. In the name of Jesus, I will be Jesus' baby. I will be Jesus' baby. I will be a light in this world. Begin to say, I will be a light in this world. I will be a light in this world. My light will not be covered. My light will not grow dim. In the name of Jesus, I am a mighty woman. I am a mighty man. I am a mighty girl. I am a mighty boy. I will go up and up I will go. My light will shine. I will be prosperous. I will be great in my life. I will serve God with all the days of my life. I will serve God with all the days of my life. I will not live in poverty. I will live in the abundance of God. In the name of Jesus. I will not be a disobedient child. Begin to pray now. I will not be a disobedient child to my father, to my mother, to my teachers, to my elders. I will not be disobedient. I will not be disobedient. I will not be a disobedient child. I will not be a disobedient child. I will not be a disobedient child. I will not be a wayward child. I will not be a vagabond. I will not be a vagabond. In the name of Jesus, begin to say it. I won't be a vagabond. I will not be a nonentity. I will not be a nonentity. I will not be a wicked child. I will not be a wicked child. I will not insult my parents. Oh, yeah, say it now. I will not insult my parents. I will not insult my parents. I will not insult my teachers in school. I will not insult my elders in my streets, in my community. I will not insult them. I will not disobey my parents when they send me message. I will not disappoint them. I will respect my brothers. I will respect my sisters who are senior to me. Who are senior to me? Who are senior to me? Who are senior to me? Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sit down. We are rounding up now. So, next week, Wednesday, Saturday, we'll be meeting again. By what time? 4 p.m. Okay? 4 p.m. we are going to be meeting. Now, invite your friends. Okay? Tell them that we are having teenager class every Saturday. You can invite your friends, even if they are not part of this church. Okay? You can invite them to join you. Did you not enjoy the class today? Did you enjoy the class?
Yes.
Okay? So, what I want you to do is that today, what I taught you, Exodus chapter 20 from verse 1 to 17. I want you to take it home and work, study it. Okay? When you are in church, don't make noise. Don't be disordered. When other people are misbehaving, coordinate them. Don't join them to make noise. Don't fight in the church. Are you with me? Don't fight. Don't gossip. Don't lie against anybody. Keep your mouth shut.
Don't tell people what you didn't see and start telling them that you saw it. Why? The Lord God is it. And pray for your parents. Are you with me? Before you sleep, make sure you pray. Okay? Pray for your parents. Pray for your church. Pray for everybody around you. Okay? Pray for your family. And make sure you always pray before you sleep and when you wake up. Before what? Sleep and when you wake up. And make sure you read a Bible verse every day. So the one I'm giving to you now to read is this book of what? Exodus. From verse chapter 20, from verse 1 to 17. Read it every day and let it become part of you. And I pray that the Lord God will help you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Next week, I believe that will be more than this in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you for coming. And the Lord God will sow this word into your heart and minister it to you again and again. And you will be a light and not darkness. No power of darkness will overpower you. No power of witches and wizards will terminate your destiny. The light of God will be all over you. You will be different from every other children. You will be excellent in your academics. Any subject you are struggling with, I pray that the Lord will give you light now. And understanding and wisdom and knowledge is your portion. Amen. Revelation in anything that is too difficult for you, and you begin to understand. Amen. You will not bring your parents sorrow. You will not bring your parents shame. You will bring them joy. Amen. You will bring them gladness. Amen. You will bring them victory. Amen. You will be successful. Amen. You will be better than your parents. You will be better than all your companions. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. It is well with you. Amen. You will not die before your time. Amen. The number of your days you will fulfill. So shall it be with you. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Amen.
Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.